Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, what about the recording? Started already, yeah, okay. For those who are going back at 2 o'clock, sorry, already 2:35. Maybe we try to make it at 3. So, anyway, condition like that, you can means you accord and flow. Otherwise, if urgent, you need to go, don't worry, you just go. What I will do is, we don't have to administer the reverting back to 5 precepts because we have already done it. More important is we need to ask for forgiveness from all beings within the Sumeru area, no not unknown, seen or unseen, whether through action, speech or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that you have within the last 2 days caused any misunderstanding, karmic negativity or obstruction. You must sincerely ask for forgiveness in the sana. So I will help you all to maybe recite it on behalf of all Kayanamitta. So we pay respect to Triple Gem first. Then after that we will start the closing ceremony by asking for forgiveness. Or you want to wait till the last before we leave? Wait till the last before we leave better. Otherwise, in between, you go and arise that thought. That's why you need to be heedful. You need to have wholesomeness. Then you don't have to worry about coming offense. That's why I don't simply think. Sometimes you may think that it's fun. Your thought, they are the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. That's why we choose take care of mind. That's my teacher always tell me. When you are heedful and mindful, you do not allow it to simply create those frivolous thinking or wrong thought. You must have wholesomeness, mindfulness, heedfulness. Okay, we will do the salutation to the Sangha first. Triple Gem, sorry. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sāṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi. Okay. Just relax yourself. Maintain some form of attention. Then I will summarize the whole of the retreat. Then we can have a closing ceremony to finish off. First of all, we would like to express our gratitude and thanks to all those Kayanamitta, especially the organizing committees. And this is the first time the clan group and our PJ Supa group, they actually came together to organize this retreat. And I'm full of joy and gratitude because they have done it with a lot of faith, understanding, and they are very sincere. That is very important. If we can give rise to this type of faith, then you will do it sincerely. You will do it with understanding. That's why everything has been done up so beautifully. Especially the clan group. I'd like to thank Brother Richard, the wise, Sister Susan, and many of those clan Kayanamitta. Nancy, yeah. Cannot finish naming. But all those who have actually, one way or other, helped out in making all this possible. We would like to thank them, especially those who are most of the time here. Sister Susan Neal. And also many of the friends, I don't know their name. So, Aunt Kelly, Nancy Kelly, and even Sister Kwan and the children, and many, many. So more important is we should learn to rejoice, have gratitude, because these are virtue. This will make your mind beautiful. And virtue is the source of happiness, joy, true wealth, and peacefulness. You should do more of this, then rejoice. That's why expression of thanks and gratitude is very beautiful and very wholesome, because of a lot of Kayamita's understanding, and there's a lot of generosity that is being generated. That's why after defaying all expense, we still got surplus of 8,000 to make offering to Sumeru. This particular retreat, even though very short, like I explained just now, is very beautiful, very meaningful. It has given rise to so much wholesomeness, goodness. The meritorious action, speech, and thought process, the meritorious wholesomeness, they are really, really immeasurable and limitless. And unknowingly, many of you actually have benefited in many ways. Even your rejoicing, your attentiveness to develop the spiritual faculty, to understand the Dhamma, to straighten your view, to rejoice, and to help out in whatever activity, provision or service. Then every day, you meditate, you renew your precept. You make offering, dana, through the various offering. Then you read it, love and metta. Then you keep your sila. Then you develop bhavana. All these are meritorious section, and they are very wholesome and conducive for you to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma. With dana, and you keep your sila, bhavana will be there. So what I want to share with you after this, do not be complacent. Don't just after the retreat go back to the same old way. After this retreat, what you should do is you should go back and reflect and contemplate and tell yourself what is life all about. Because you hold the key to your own life destiny. What type of life do you want to live? Now you have the condition to understand all this, to develop all this beautiful teaching. And you have the condition to awaken. Why can't you just sacrifice these few years? For those who are already very serious, maybe no need few years, few months. And when you develop such understanding, you determine to have this type of right understanding, life of the life when you arise, the form and mind. Then in future when you come, you will connect very fast. And you do not have to unnecessarily go through suffering anymore. Your form and mind that arise can become beautiful much earlier. So, after going through the Dhamma, now you know what to do. Go back. If you need to reread the notes, you read. If you need to re-listen to the recording, you can also do it. Then after that, determine to have a good religious routine to cultivate. Like I always say, the real meditation is in life itself, sati sampajana, or daily mindfulness. If you come here, just do the weekend retreat and be excited about it, then you go back and again you forget about it, then it doesn't really serve much. Of course, you have really received the wholesomeness and the merits, but you don't know how to make use of it. You don't know how to move from there. It remains as recorded wholesomeness and merits. Maybe in future life, it can give you good condition. or you reap some of this wholesomeness as karmic friction. But again, if you have this condition like now, then you didn't like make full use of it. Then it will continue to happen again. Because in the past, you must have cultivated and developed all this. That's why now you have this condition again to receive this noble teaching, to have the condition to develop the understanding and the cultivation. But like I said, again, if you miss this window, you don't take it seriously, this window is not going to be open very often. It has taken such a long time for it to arise. And I used to tell a lot of Kayamita, if you understand the nature's law, such windows are very, very rare. Like Sakyamuni Buddha used to say, the arising of a Sammasambuddha within a world system is very rare. Our world system considered fortunate because there will be four, according to Sakyamuni Buddha. He is the third, and the fourth one is supposed to be Maitreya. But even if you got four, you must know one world cycle is eons and eons and eons. Such long time frame, and you only got four. No? So to have such a window open again is very rare. So when you are already with the possibility and condition, make full use of it, determine to seriously cultivate, strive on with heedfulness, and make a big difference to your nature so that this understanding can pave the way for all the understanding to unfold in all your future endeavor to come to this world in whatever civilization, period and time. So this is the short message. Regarding practice and cultivation, I think the notes had already covered enough. Also, the sharing has already covered enough. Now it's only your part. You only need to be faith, develop the faith, have the faith, then diligently cultivate via sincerity. The Buddha Dhamma will unfold. You will find the way. So three things: faith, sincerity, and diligence or perseverance. You will definitely realize the Dhamma. Okay, with this, maybe I will help you to make an overall asking for forgiveness from all beings. You can repeat after me. In front of the Buddha, we determine to sincerely ask for forgiveness. You can repeat after me. If by action, speech or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mine has committed any karmic negativity and karmic offense to any beings within the whole of Sumeru and the vicinity. This nature of ours would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness from them all, and may this wholesomeness and sincere request for forgiveness pave the way for all beings to be well and happy. And we like to wish all beings within this vicinity known and unknown, seen and unseen. Be well, happy and peaceful. Free from all harm and danger. Free from all suffering. Both physical and mental suffering. And may their mind states too. Be without enmity. Without ill will. And untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love. May there be peace. And may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then after that, we would like to express our thanks and gratitude to all those great beings, Dharma protectors, and all the non-humans who have helped protect this place and give rise to good condition for us to cultivate all this wholesomeness, for us to have a very conducive retreat. We would thank them by paying our respect to the Triple Gem. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasāṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi. Then we will dedicate and transfer all these merits to all beings. We start with sharing and transfer merits to Deva. Akāsattā ca bhumattā Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakkhantu Loka Sasana Ittavata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabba Sampati Siyaya Idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontu nyatayo. Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect to Lord Buddha and all the great beings, worthy ones. Then we conclude our first session. Okay, you all can rejoice. No need to thank. Just rejoice with the whatever sharing and wholesomeness. You can express your gratitude and thank by rejoicing. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Which means you appreciate. We are just now include all beings. Within the whole Sumeru and its vicinity. Then I wish you all a safe trip home. Then wish you all continue to strive on with heedfulness. Then hopefully you have in one way or other benefited from this retreat. If we can bring about faith, like I said, it's already good enough. So let this faith drive you to have the virya. Then from the virya, you move to cultivate sati, so that your spiritual faculties are established. When your spiritual faculties are established, you will know how to meditate very easily. When the spiritual faculties are there, hindrance gone. So don't worry about the hindrance. Don't go and fight, don't go and suppress, don't go and control. It's just like what I always share. When there is evil root anger, they are not you. So don't worry about that. Don't try to suppress, control, or go and allow the thought to deceive you. Yan, patient. Then you don't want to get angry. That is of no use. The evil root is not rooted out. You suppress the anger because you say anger is an evil root. You try not to get angry. But that is not based on understanding as well. When you have the understanding, anger cannot arise. That's it. So it's no more like because you fear anger, you don't want to have anger because you say that is evil root, wrong thought. And you want to have right thought. But you don't know, you haven't rooted it out. That's why you only try to suppress it, not to be angry. That one, that is not the cultivation. The Buddha never teach that way. That's why the Buddha never asked you to control, support, suppress, and do all those concentration so that anger cannot arise. There is a conditioned state when you are very calm, very peaceful, you cannot get angry. Nothing can disturb you. But there is a conditioned state. But the moment you don't have the energy field, don't have that jhana, the calm state, then when you are in the midst of life, you will still react. Where it's not rooted out. So Dhamma understanding and cultivation are very important. Okay, you all can go. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay? Yeah. Those who are living, you can go. Make sure you bring along all your belongings. otherwise, Brother Lim already given you a hint. Whatever left behind belongs to him.
Thank you.